Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey concerning our nation and local communities. May I speak with Celia?
This is she.
All right. There it is. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for the President, the U.S. Senate, and Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
Almost certain.
All right. And now, if you don't mind, in what year were you born?
1960.
All right, just random question. Can you hear me good? Because I'm trying these new headphones. I'm not sure if like, they work good.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, can you hear me okay? Like, is...
Yeah, I mean, you're a little echoey, but I think we can...
All right. Okay, it's because I got these new headphones. I'm not really sure if they, like, work. But, all right.
Sure.
What is your race?
White.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think that things in the United States are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gotten pretty seriously off the wrong track?
Well, it depends. That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
I would say, as far as this country is concerned, we're starting to head in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that maybe things, like, right now are just kind of, like, heading in the right direction, maybe?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And now about how about your part in New Jersey? Do you think that things in your part of New Jersey are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gotten pretty seriously, like, off the wrong track?
I think they're headed in the right direction.
All right. Now, I'm going to say, like, a list of the next following people, and I would like if you could give me, like, if you could rate your feelings towards them. 0 being you have very cold, very unfavorable feelings towards this person, and 100 being very warm, favorable feelings, and then 50 is neutral. So
okay.
This person is Tammy Murphy.
50.
All right, 50, right there. Andy Kim?
Same, 50.
Same, 50. Andre Saya?
I don't know that I'm familiar.
All right, that's okay. What about Shavonda Sumter?
Again, I'm not familiar with that name.
All right, that's totally okay. What about Bill Pascrell?
Let's say 75.
75. All right, let me look for 75. It is right there. Okay. Now, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Bill Pascrell is doing as your member of Congress?
I would say approve.
No, okay, and would that be you strongly approve or you somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. Would you say Bill Pascrell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year, or would you prefer if you see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
I think he'd be fine.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, and Tammy Murphy, for who would you vote?
Oh, gosh. That's a tough one because I'll tell you, I would not vote for Tammy Murphy if Governor Murphy were still the governor.
All right.
But if he were not, I might.
Well, from the three, maybe, like, given options, which one would you choose then? Would it be Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, or Tammy Murphy?
Kim. Definitely wouldn't be Menendez.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. And now, if a Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Shavonda Sumter, Andre Saya, and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote for?
Pascrell.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, the candidates were Bill Pascrell and Andre Saya, who would you vote for?
Pascrell.
Okay. Now I'm going to read some kind of, like, brief statements. And if this information makes you, like, much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to support that candidate for Congress. The first statement is, Andrzej Seja has been the mayor of Paterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Paterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Paterson's economy and quality of life. A young dynamic leader, Seja, has secured over $1 billion in the new investments for Paterson, including restoring Hitchcliffe Stadium, growing local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. Does this information make you much more likely to support them, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
I would say a little more likely.
Okay. The second one is, Bill Pascrell is New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress, who has established himself as one of the leading congressional voices on protecting Medicare and Social Security for our seniors. And he has used this position to fight for a tax policy fair to New Jersey taxpayers and international trade agreements that look out for the American worker.
More likely, much more likely, whatever your, I forget what your categories are.
Don't worry, I can totally read them again. So the first one is much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. Siobhan Sumter is a state assemblywoman and staunch advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed legislation addressing Black maternal and infant mortality, and recently, the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. Does this make you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. Well, I just want to say we're already at 62% done with the survey, and I just want to thank you for your time and for being here for answering these questions.
Sure.
All right. Now, after hearing that information, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Siobhan Sumter, Andrew Seja, and Bill Pascrell, who would you vote for?
Probably Pascrell.
All right. Now, again, I'm going to read you a few statements again. And if that information makes you less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress. The first one is, Bill Pascrell is 87 years old and has been in Congress for the last 26 years. Pascrell is part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of power to create rooms for progress. It is time for our communities to have new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress. Does this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Somewhat.
All right. Despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties among the Palestinian civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Pascrell has refused to demonstrate leadership and call for an end to Israel's bombings, campaign, and a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine.
Somewhat.
Somewhat less likely?
Yeah.
All right. Siobhan Sumter is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and become part of the do-nothing machine. Under her so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up, taxes have gone up, traffic has gotten worse, and our kids' schools continue to suffer.
Not much less likely. So sorry, I'm forgetting your categories.
Oh, don't worry, I can repeat them. So the first one is much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, and not at all less likely.
A little less likely.
All right. And now the last of this segment. With Andrzej Seja as mayor, gun violence and crime in Paterson is out of control, and due to Seja's lack of leadership, New Jersey Attorney General was forced to take over the Paterson's Police Department. The options are a little less likely, and not at all less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Now, after hearing all that information, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Siobhan Sumter, Andrzej Seja, and Bill Pascrell, who would you vote for?
Oh, my goodness. You're making this harder and harder the further you go. I would still say Pascrell, I think.
All right. And if a Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were just Bill Pascrell and Andrzej Seja, for who would you vote?
Oh, God. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm going to say Pascrell.
All right. Now, the following questions are just for very statistical purposes. So thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
All right. And now, what was the last year of schooling you completed?
Bachelor's degree and a little bit of postgraduate work, but no diploma.
All right. Bachelor's degree. Bachelor's degree is a 4-year college graduate, right?
Yes.
All right. And now, what are your religious backgrounds, if you don't mind me asking?
Catholic.
All right. There it is. Now, this is just kind of like a question just out there, but do you consider yourself to be Arab, Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you consider yourself to be Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
No.
All right. And strictly, just for verification purposes, your first name is Celia, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation and being here and answering these questions. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, that was just like a great day, and just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.